Minister Michael McDougall here. Obviously, a good day for you in terms of the referendum.
Well, first of all, I have said from the very beginning that this referendum proposal, which Mary and myself championed for our respective parties, that this referendum was one where it was a common sense proposal being put to the people. We were assaulted with the most promiscuous use of language. People saying it was racist, that it was dividing Ireland, that it was polarising people, that we were using the race card for political advantage. Now look at the situation. First of all, the point we made, which was that this was the day to decide it, is now vindicated, because a very big turnout by the people, a representative turnout, and people can't say it's an unrepresentative decision. Secondly, if we had run it on a standalone basis, say sometime in the autumn, would 15% of people turn up on a winter's day to decide this issue? Thirdly, in relation to the actual turnout itself, it is of the order of between 70 and 80% in favour. And I think a really big apology is now due, not to me, not to Mary, but to those 70 or 80% of the people, from those who said this was a racist proposal, because by inference they're saying that their votes for it are racist votes. I think a massive apology is due to all of them, because it wasn't racist. It was bringing our law into line
Eamon
with
Ryan,
the rest of
are
Europe.
Are you going to apologize?
No, first of all, we're going to accept the people's verdicts, which is what you do in a democracy. It doesn't have to do with Michael McDougall or the ministers. It is the people decide, and if people decide this way, it's fine. But what we would like to see is an immigration policy now in this country, which we were always saying, this referendum was singled out or was out on its own. What we require is an overall policy as to how we deal with immigrants. And one of the concerns I have is that immigrants in this country who are already, particularly refugees waiting for asylum status, are in a very difficult situation, living in hostels with hardly any money, could now feel that they're in actually kind of in a more hostile environment. I think it's very important.
Okay, well, look, on our
it's very important
poll,
that we address
it's the people who vote, right?
Right,
but on our exit poll, we asked people actually why they voted the way they did, and we got some very interesting results, which I'm going to talk you through briefly now. The first was the country being exploited by immigrants. 36% of people said that. There were too many immigrants. 27% of people said that. To bring it in line with other EU countries, 20% of people said that. And the fourth one, children shouldn't be automatically Irish citizens, on 14%. Actually, I'm going to bring in Minister Mary Cochrane here because I haven't brought you in yet. Mm-hmm. The worrying thing, isn't it, is that the first two reasons given there are, in a sense, the racist worry that people like Eamon Ryan had. And the third reason was the reason why you wanted it to be brought in.
Well, first of all, I would have to say that during this campaign as Director of Elections, that despite the fact that people may have said and tried to use the word racism, at the end of the day, my view is that is not what people spoke of.
Yeah, but Minister, the first two reasons.
Well,
you know what
exit polls are like. Okay. It all depends on the question that's asked and what kind of humour the person is when they come out of the polling booth. My view is that we ran a very good campaign. People obviously were well informed about what was going on, and as a consequence, we see a resounding support for the question that was put to the people.
Okay.
And the motivations of it, in my view, are the right motivations. And anyone I have spoken to did not support it
okay,
in any racist way. They only did it on the
basis
of...
And I've just been told, actually, by my producer, there were no questions put to people as it came out. Honestly, they said, why did you vote a certain way? And
yes,
the honestly
the
answers
first, the first
given.
Question, you know, the people that immigrants were exploiting us, is colloquial, perhaps. But I think that people did feel that the question of coming to Ireland to have a child was exploiting citizenship. And I mean, I think, you know, that therefore you have to be very, very careful about questions being thrown to people who are tired at the end of an evening coming out of a polling
station.
But
there weren't questions thrown to them.
No, but I'm just saying, they're asking them why they did something.
Why they did.
Because they listened to a three-month debate. And they made their mind up on the issue. And they heard all the arguments. They heard Michael D. Higgins and myself. They heard Mary Cochrane and others on the radio and television. They know exactly what the arguments were.
Okay,
and
they were very clear about it.
Pat Doherty,
obviously your party were against it, but you do have to listen to the wishes of the people, don't you?
Absolutely, and you have to accept it. But you also have to accept that there was no debate. The government bounced the electorate. And when you bounce anybody, they'll go for the safe option. I think it was quite disgraceful to bring inequality straight into the Constitution. The result to live with it, but it's not a good day for the Irish people to have done this. The government bounced the electorate, and when that happens, people always take a safe option.
No debate, no real dialogue, no white paper, no teasing out of the arguments, no having
debates in the Dáil back and forward in the media. People were focused on the European and on the council elections.
I would say suddenly, I don't agree, Pat, and the reason I don't agree is this. If you had a situation whereby people's total focus was on the European or the local elections, then naturally the number of people who cast a vote in the referendum would be less. That is not the situation. So they were equally... Yes, well, what are they supposed to do?
I don't think people came out. I don't think people turned out in big numbers on this occasion to open a referendum. I think they turned up in huge numbers to give a good kick at the government parties, and that's what happened.
Right. Well, there may be some element of truth in all of those points, but I mean, the point surely is this, that on this occasion, it is not putting inequality into the Constitution. It is bringing our law, Pat, into line with the rest of the European Union, who don't have inequality enshrined in their constitution. And the second thing is, I mean, it has to be remembered that the people who voted here today were well capable of voting this way or that on European issues and on local election issues. And an awful lot of people suggested that somehow the motive for the government in this was to piggyback on the referendum for political advantage, and that simply did not happen.
You have not only brought inequality into the constitution, but you have changed the terms of the Good Friday Agreement without asking the people of the six counties and the Paisleyites. The Paisleyites will use it from Tuesday on when we walk back into the negotiations.
Well, you were never too worried about it before, Pat.
This government will give the Paisleyites the ideal argument that if the government can change the Good Friday Agreement, why can't they change the Good Friday?
Whatever about motive, it is the method, I think, that was the biggest criticism here. We should have gone through the process of having a white paper, green paper, a debate in the Dáil. And while you say that there was plenty of time for debate, in my view, there wasn't. And we didn't go through the proper constitutional process for this very important constitutional change. And I think we should learn the lesson from that. And if we are planning such changes in the future, let's use the proper process. It was the methods that
were
wrong.
Can I simply say in relation to that, first of all, we brought it to the people on a day when they would be turning up in large numbers to make a choice. 80% voted one way. And may I make another point? That it's not a question of... We said at the beginning of the life of this government that we were contemplating constitutional change. We gave consultation documents to the opposition parties. They never came up with any reasons why there should be a no vote.
Go across the corridor here. Thanks very much for the moment, all of you.
Thanks very much, Miriam. Just before we take a break, a confirmation of the referendum results so far. These are votes actually counted. We have results in from 8 of the 34 count centres, so it's a little under, I suppose, a quarter of the results are in, and there you see the share of the vote for yes and no, and the yes vote is well ahead. 207,964 is against no, 53,134, 79.6% versus 20.4% from 8 of the 34 count centres in. We'll be more with the local election coverage as we begin to get results from the count centres in that election when we come back.